Welcome to the Chasing Tomorrow podcast. Back on with Sean, coming to you live around the holidays here, inspired by all that's going on, having fun, thinking about adventures, inspiration, coming off of a fantastic weekend where I got to spend time with Sean and his crew, experiencing something he'll talk to you about. And as I always like to tell everyone, Sean's probably the most positive person I think I've ever met, and he's taught me how to say fantastic all the time. So Sean, how are you?
I mean, with that introduction, I have to say, good, Joe. And yeah, we were deep in your 100-mile race, and I was like, how are you feel? Fantastic. And you say it, and it does kind of make you feel fantastic. It's amazing how that works, I feel like.
It's a good technique. So tell us about Full Circle. Tell us about what we did this weekend.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Full Circle is a company that I just started, and we're hosting free events in New York, Austin, Los Angeles, and Denver twice a month. And it's to give people the opportunity to live healthy lives and experience things that some of us get to experience. And I appreciate what you said about being happy. I think I was very fortunate in many ways. But I think one of the things I was fortunate with is drawing the connection that, oh, after football practice, I feel happy. Oh, after that hard workout, I feel happy. And I started realizing like, hey, like this happiness, this constant energy is really what it is. An optimistic view is something that you can manufacture. And I use that word very specifically because I want people to think about it as an operation. And that's what we did this weekend. We did breath work, which was uncomfortable for a lot of people to sit still and quiet. We did a killer workout, which some of the people that thought breath work was easy got crushed by this workout. And then I bought 800 pounds of ice and we jumped in an ice bath. And Joe, it's funny, I think I'm going to give you a compliment and pick on you in the same sentence, but I was on the drive home. I said, it's funny how the ice challenged you, where seriously, I knew most of the people in the room. I would have said you, and I still would say, you're the toughest person in the room. And it's funny how it's really important to be like diversifying your portfolio with finances, diversify your challenges, and you can create this happiness. And one more thing on the event, I noticed when you and when we were playing drinking games at the end with orange and or red and green juices, and I noticed it was 50 people all in a room with no technology. Nobody had their phone out. No one was looking at their phone. Mm-hmm. Everyone was in deep conversations, laughing, smiling. Mm-hmm. It was an absolute party. People were cracking up, having a great time. And there was no technology, no stimulation, no alcohol, no drugs, nothing. It was just good old-fashioned fun. And that's really what we're trying to create. And hopefully we just get people to understand that they get to that mental state naturally.
It was amazing. So yeah, I think for me, there's so many parts to showing up at a place. I mean, I knew you, but I knew no one else, right? I had to sort of fit in, and at the same time, everyone else had to. The support that instantly started, everyone getting teamed up, giving each other high fives, supporting each other through the different activities was amazing. You felt like you were part of something, and everyone was almost a stranger showing up. So that was really cool. I think that the point about ice is really interesting because I actually think that for me, it was an opportunity to try that level of discomfort and then understand it better. So maybe I didn't make it to a full 2 minutes, but I know if I went in the next time, I could make it longer, and the next time I could make it longer because each time I would understand it more. Now, there's some people who just get right in and they're good at that, but it's always been a bit of my nemesis is, you know, very cold conditions. But for even that I didn't last as long, I didn't have the hesitation getting in. It wasn't standing on the side like, oh my God, I can't do this. Just got in. So it's getting familiar with that discomfort. That is what happened throughout that day, having people there supporting you, learning from it. So that's really cool. I think for me, it was just fun to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And you brought up a good point that, like, you know, you just jumped in, you tried it, which I really appreciated. I was like, have you done this? You're like, nope, not really. I was like, well, get on it, you know? But then, like you said, like, there's no point, or we're not competing against each other, right? Mm-hmm. That we're simply out there just trying to be the best. And like the fact that like you got in, you were in for however long, no one timed any of them. So it doesn't matter. And then you figured out, hey, I learned stuff and now I can go back and be better. That's all it is. Even if it's 1 second to 2 seconds or 1 minute to 2 minutes, it doesn't matter. So that, I really appreciate that. I think that's awesome. And yeah, you know, I'm excited to do more. The only thing that could have made the event better is if you and me got more time to talk about this event we're trying to plan. I don't know, journey, adventure.
Something like that. We'll get to that in a second. But one of the things I thought was interesting, Sean, I'm just curious about the people who you brought together for this one. I haven't been to the other events. There seemed to be enough commonality and enough differences to make it interesting. So it wasn't like all CrossFit showed up who would be great at something that you were pushing weights around. It wasn't just a bunch of people who could jump on a treadmill and run faster. Was there any sort of architecture to the people, or was it people with a spirit? What were you looking for to get together for it?
Yeah, there was no plan. Okay. There was not even a plan. And I think that kind of was the plan, to just let people that were naturally attracted to it sign up. So, right, this was our first event in New York. And without explaining the business plan, we will be able to recruit more people or more specific people if we choose down the road. Mm-hmm. But we literally got the event. I said, hey, to the event owner, I said, tell your trainers and employees to invite whoever they want. Tell your gym guests or gym members they can come. Person did the breath work that led the workout. I said, hey, you guys can do this. The brands that sponsor, I said, hey, if you have anyone in New York or if you want to post about this, come on. You're welcome. I invited a couple like friends. I post about it on my personal. And it really was a crazy split. It's like everyone brought like five people. And that's why, like, I surprisingly, Joe, I would say I knew about 5% of the people in the room. Yeah. I mean, I did not know. And I didn't even know what was coming, what type of people were going to be there. I was really pleased with the diversity as well. And what I want is, I want this for the regular person. I don't even know what that means. I guess that means, right, like I want it to be just diverse. That's probably what I mean. All sorts of people, mindsets, ages, everything.
Yeah, I think the piece that was so in this world where everyone's making pretty pictures on Instagram to make them look like something and want to be thought of that way, I felt that the commonality was a bunch of people who were curious, who did care about health and wellness, who had a generally supportive personality. I think there was a bit of self-selection, who also didn't have so much of an ego that they were worried about either sweating in front of other people or keeping your t-shirt on or taking it off. I think it was just complete acceptance. Imagine if the world was more like that. I mean, we simulated with a wide range of types, ages, and everything else there. We can all be together and enjoy each other's company. And you formed a team with the cup exercise to the small groups to everything. And so, yeah, I think these are the kinds of activities that we should all be sort of trying to build. And if you're going to go on an adventure, of course, which we'll talk about a little bit here, is you can go by yourself. But if you're going to go, maybe you should invite someone and get them interested in the confidence that came from others who were there, who showed the way. I would say, Sean, you did a fantastic job coaching people in the ice bath. You have a lot of experience. Thank you. And you made people feel comfortable by explaining to them how to think, what to do, how to do better in there. And there's one video I saw where you were just like sort of gently hovering over people to just be there supporting them. Boy, if we had more of that, I know that comes naturally to you, but you do that well.
I really appreciate that, Joe. That's the whole goal of Full Circle. And it's kind of the mission that I'm on, is really where this came about was I was at that Running Man Festival, right? It costs $3,000. It's Tuesday to Thursday with travel. You have to take off the whole week. A lot of people think, oh, maybe I have vacation time. Most of the world's getting paid hourly. So that means I don't get paid for a week and have to spend money. It's like not even on the table for like most people.
Right.
But when I was there, I left buzzing. Everyone I met, like the energy was so good. The activities were so good. And we're just like, there's no reason we can't create containers where everything is a little more open, a little more free. And even with like my speech in the beginning, my brother goes, dude, that sounded pretty good. Was that just like off the cuff? Or like, I was like, not only was it off the cuff, I wanted it to be off the cuff. I wanted the ums, the stutters, the maybe not completely linear thought. Because I just want, like, what was I going to, like, stand up on a podium and just, like, deliver, like, a perfect speech? I want, like, I just want it to come from the heart, right? And that can't be pre-planned. And like the synopsis of the speech was basically like, guys, like there's no catch. There's nothing to buy here. There's nothing to sign up for. There's nothing to do. This is like an opportunity for everyone to just turn a normal Sunday into a memory, to make new friends, to experience new things. And that's kind of like what we did. And yeah, I know we're going to do more of these. I hope other people start to do things like this. But more importantly, one of my favorite lyrics from, it's actually a J. Cole song, is that the real revolution happens inside of you. And he talks about like, it doesn't matter, like no like government change, right, is going to make people be more accepting. Like everybody needs to make change themselves. That is just for sure. Everyone needs to act this way in their daily life. Everyone needs to be proactive about supporting people. But yet, last night I was at the gym and these two guys were standing there complaining about the size and strength of their legs, actually. And I walked up to them. I was like, you guys want to fix that problem real quick? And they were like, yeah. I was like, come over here. And we did sleds, burpees, squat jumps with a weighted vest. And we just circled that for 30 minutes. They were like, their legs were like pulsing after. I'm like, do that every few days. You won't have anything to worry about. And then we went in the sauna and we had fun after. And like, we were even talking about grabbing food after, but I was busy. But like that, even like that, like I saw their energy change when like people became like accepting of them and inclusive and stuff. And yeah, I appreciate the compliments on how we handled it at the event. And it's something I'm really looking forward to continuing.
Yeah. And I think that there's a program element and then there's the freewheeling element, all of this. There isn't a high risk in this setting, so you don't have to have it. Like if we go out and wanted to go climb Mount Everest, we'd need a lot more preparation. But you can just show up at one of these and do it at the level that you need to be able to do it at. And so, yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing more with you and seeing how we can sort of push the envelope in terms of get us away from all those other traps that don't really advance our cause at all.
My buddy said that such a cool thing. He like afterwards I told him, oh, that's my buddy Joe, you got to meet him, like we did this. And he was like, I like that you call him my buddy. And I was like, what else would I call him, right? Like that Joe is my good friend. And remember I said, and it's funny that you picked up on that, Heath, because me and Joe have this idea to share our thought on cross-generational like friendships. And that's when he hit me with that comment. I think I shared it with you where I said to let people know it can happen. He goes, no, not that it can happen. It should happen.
Right.
Like, there's so much you can learn from people in different generations and walks of life.
And think about how much, when you open the aperture like that, how your life just gets better. It's like closed systems don't do much for life in general. I mean, whether it's in technology or community or life, the more you open the system, the more creative, the more possibilities, the more fun, the more support. I mean, it's a good thing. We should keep, if everyone, anyone listening, you know what I always say, like you don't need permission to live your own version of your life, but the better that you are as a role model for how you want life to be, the better life becomes more broadly, because we need to see more people out there creating events like this, showing up, having fun, and doing it again. And we're teasing a little bit out on this idea of the next adventure. So for all of you listening, I think that planning adventures is as fun almost as doing the adventure, and not trying to get to the answer too soon, but thinking about like, what do I want to do? Do I want to go out in the mountains? Do I want to go in the winter? Do I want to do the summer? Do I want to do multi-day? Do I want to go push hard for 24 hours? Where, when, how? And Sean and I have been having a lot of fun with this, and the creativity that comes from it. So it probably sets us up for many, many adventures to come. But even Sean, I was messaging one of my buddies who did a pretty cool adventure. They did some down climbing and rappelling in the Grand Canyon, had pack rafts, took the pack rafts down the Colorado River, then went across the Colorado River, then hiked their way out. And it was just like a good, that they made up this adventure. And we ended up at Phantom Ranch and just sounded fun and exciting. Like, I don't have to do that one, but they just created it and went off and said, what would be fun would be a combination of all these activities. And so when you're thinking about, yeah, it's amazing if you go run a 5K or a half marathon, or you do some other riding your bike or do a yoga session, but try to think about how you'd put something together creatively. So Sean, how have you been enjoying sort of this process of I guess we'll call it dreaming about adventure.
Yeah. Joe, thank you for bringing this like into my life, because like you really were the one that like brought this in. And I would just say that I think the exercise alone is not only fun, it's extremely rewarding, because it's teaching you to dream big, right? Like I noticed like 2 weeks ago when we were, you know, we were really thick in the, you know, ideation of this, I started like looking at my business differently. I was like, why am I doing 4 events a month? I need to do 40 a month. It just like dreaming big. And I'm not avoiding answering your question, but I also want to say, like, if you can do something that's fun, that's rewarding, right? That's the goal of life. Like when you hear someone like, oh, you're doing what you love, that's awesome. Well, like by planning this event, it's fun. We're doing what we love and it's rewarding. And I think it's really important for people to understand that planning this event isn't going to directly put money in my pocket, but it's going to change the way I think. That's going to increase the amount of love, memories, money, everything I have. So it's like, I just want to kind of like challenge people to look at work as not only things that just are direct revenue drivers and maybe things that help you acquire skill, like that long-term thinking, because I literally look at, there's no better way I could spend my time than plan an adventure. Feels good. And it's helping me build and reinforce a skill set that will directly support me as I like grow as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think the integration, people always said work-life balance. I actually think it's how about work-life harmony instead, right? Because we should harmonize our activities across the 168 hours we have in a week in 52 weeks of the year, and not think about just these hard lines between what we do, but think about how it's up to us to integrate them better. And the more harmony we have, the better. It doesn't even mean you have to be in a business that's fitness related, if you like fitness. It just means that the spirit of the thinking, just to describe this inspiration, this kind of sort of permissionless life is really important to being creative in whatever we do, relationships, work, fun, community. It all comes together. These are the skills that we want to develop as we go on this journey. It's sort of why I always talk about chasing tomorrow, because when we chase tomorrow, it sort of forces us to do more than we did, creates a mindset for us that takes us to places we might not end up going normally. And it makes it very satisfying, because really at the end of the day, the reason you got there is because of yourself. And for that, we're all sort of better for it.
Very well said. I mean, I do like the name Chasing Tomorrow, by the way. I know I'm a late addition here, but I am a big fan of it. Joe, with the last few minutes here, let's talk about like what we're thinking. Just so you guys know, we're going to kind of let you into what we're thinking, because we don't really know. I think the thought process, it might be good for us to touch on, Joe, but also might be good to share with people. We kind of defined, we want to do something really physically and mentally challenging. I think we've kind of defined, we want the duration to be at least about 24 hours or more, a multi-day event. We're both kind of, let's call it on foot athletes. So running, hiking, climbing. I don't think we would get too technical with climbing, but I think we can. Something that made me just smile, Joe, was I kind of just felt like I wanted to do it soon to build on the momentum. And I said to Joe, like we started bouncing some ideas and some were like late. Like I didn't even tell Joe that like I want to do it in next 3 months, 4 months. And we talked about Denali, which would be best to do in like 9 months. And Joe was like, that's an and. Like we can do something now and do that. Like there's no reason we can't. And again, that's just a beautiful way. Joe, that's something that the way you think is really, really beautiful in that sense. Don't ever lose that, because that's just awesome. But it's something to think about, right? That we limit ourselves a lot, right? So that's another one, is time, right? We want to do it next 3, 4 months, 5 months. We just want to get her done. Like we're doing it. Like, let's do it. And then we've talked about what? Kagua, which is the tallest mountain in South America. I don't know how to say it. We talked about something that I would probably need to put more detail to, like a high elevation route in Patagonia. You brought up the rim to rim to rim to rim to rim in the Grand Canyon.
Until we can't go anymore.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people do that. Oh, and that was the other thing. We wanted to make sure it's something that not a lot of people do. It's very unique, and probably no one will be attempting it while we're out there. to make sure that there's kind of peace and quiet. Yeah.
Maybe the last point, Sean, and then we'll wrap here, is that I think as you go through this process, you have to allow yourself to not hold any of the ideas too hard until you start to narrow them, because that's the creative process. So from Aconcagua to Patagonia to the rim to rim in the Grand Canyon, all of those are great ideas. And no one's, when we go through the process, no one says, oh, I don't like that, or I do like that. You actually just let them float and see which meet the criteria more in life and how it fits. But one of the other things where we're really thinking hard about is, in addition to multi-day, is like, what can you do in 24 hours? And I just leave you with one quick story. So when we were at your event on the weekend, I said, hey, to your brother, I said, Sean and I might do rim to rim as many times as we can in 24 hours. And he's like, oh, does it have to be a physical activity? I said, no, you can do anything you want for 24 hours. So, well, maybe I could play guitar for 24 hours. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be hard for me to do. And all of a sudden, our thinking got your brother inspired to think about playing guitar 24 hours, like in an instant. And so we sometimes do things for ourselves, but they reflect back out to the community that we're part of. And it can create opportunities for them to think big too, which is really what, at the end of the day, would be great for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I need to talk to Jeffrey about that. I got to tell you, I did look up on the fastest known time, and I pulled it up right here. The most someone's done documented on here was, so rim to rim to rim, so you get back to where you start, 5 times. So, yeah. And that took 3 days. It looks like the world record for rim to rim to rim to rim to rim, again, like 2 out and backs. Yeah. Or 4 passes. The self-support time, which is how I'd envision we would do it, is about 24 hours. That could be like about what we're thinking on that. But yeah, I agree with you. It's funny. Like, you're the one that said, hey, let's do something wild, right? And then I realized I'm like shy about bringing it up. I'm like, I don't want to bring this up, like scare him, whatever. And you've created such a space, Joe, where it's just like, dude, just throw things at the wall. Like, what am I going to say? No. Like, it's not like we're going to do all of them, but like, we need to think big. And I even looked into flight costs to charter flights from Patagonia to Antarctica and do like a multi-day trek, or do the tallest mountain in South America. I started looking at a trail. It's only 80 miles from the sea. I say only. It's 80 miles from the sea. But it's like, I was like, imagine going from the sea to the tallest place outside of the Himalayan mountains. Like, that would be such an epic thing. And even just, look, I'm like lit up just like thinking about it. It's like, and maybe that's all that needs to come from it, you know, and that's fine.
So many benefits. All right. Well, I think we're going to cap it there. For all of our listeners, do your brainstorming, your thinking, chase your tomorrow. Let's keep having some fun. Sean's going to keep doing this with me forevermore. We have no end. We're just going to keep brainstorming, thinking, having fun, living the best version of our lives. Sean, thanks for being on the journey with me. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah, Joe, thank you too.